Santa Claus and said if no coming tomorrow, don't bother coming in Monday.
Woo-hoo! A four-day weekend.
Crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. And I don't know why I'm doing this, but I bought new headphones after 20 years of using these same headphones. And I don't even know why I'm plugging them in, the old ones. It's sort of like that stuff you can't throw away. And I'm getting more of one ear than the other, and maybe it's because they're old. But you ever have some at home, and I got stuff in my basement I can't throw away, like old radio stuff or speakers or
oh,
something?
Oh, absolutely. When you get comfortable with something, you don't want to throw it away.
No, it's not that. I haven't used it for 20 years. There are a couple of speakers. Remember when everybody had big speakers in their house?
Oh, yes.
There were no tweeters and subwoofers and cubes. So everybody had these massive wooden speakers. I have some speaker. I have an old receiver. It cannot be worth any money. I can't throw them away. Because if you plug them in, they still light up. So I can't bring myself to pull them away.
They've got sentimental value?
No.
No.
No. I can't throw something away that if you plug it in, it still lights up and works.
I can't either.
And it's worthless. It's absolutely worthless. So welcome. If we make it through today, we will have made it our first complete week, and I think we'll be able to do that. Let me take a quick go around the room quickly and let you know who's here. If you liked that newscast, and even if you didn't, it was done by Tim Woodburn. Tim, how are you today?
I'm excellent. Yourself?
It's just going to be a good day today. At the control board, the cockpit of the 747, is Trevor Limey Phillips. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, sir.
And Dan Strauss, how are you?
I'm a little gassy, okay. But other than that, I'm okay.
Right. Okay. Now, Hebe would normally have really laughed at the
he would have.
Oh, he's laughing now. So, first of all, let me not forget to do this. We, thanks to Bill Cleveland, we have a couple of, I think, really good videos. They're short, but I believe both of them, Dan, are on our Facebook page. Is
I think
right?
Just one.
Just one? And
yeah,
then
he just put the one on there because... you made the same joke twice, I think, in both videos.
Oh, man. I just got a text from the show is not on the app.
Oh, you know what?
What?
That's because the internet is down right now.
What internet? Our internet?
Yes. The internet, everything's down right here
When's
right
that
now.
Be?
That's why you're trying to get online.
When is that going to be fixed?
We don't know. It just went out. So it's we think it's a Charter issue. Or Spectrum now, whatever it's called.
You know how many people... listen on the app?
I know.
A lot.
We've got a show to run.
I know it.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a show to run. Or as he said it, we've got a show to run.
But it just apparently just went out right before we jumped on.
Yeah, well, we'll get it fixed. What was I even talking about? I don't even remember. Isn't that sad?
Your old headphones, you're plugging in your new ones?
No.
I mean, your old,
it was
your old ones.
No, it was after that. This is the saddest thing. I have no idea what I was talking about. But if we may, I am upset a little bit over this. I meant to check the obituaries. Did any of you get to check today's obituaries?
Like no, unfortunately not.
Because I'm waiting to see when our old station will be listed.
No,
the official death. Oh. Because it has to be pronounced officially dead. It's close. But I want to know the day that it's, and be able to read, you know how they write, mourn the passing of, I mean, I can almost see it, you know, after 22 years, a local radio station has passed. Authorities say that it was a massive, immediate loss of talent and programming.
Dear Uncle of Y98 FM. Dear.
What? What?
It's a dear uncle. You know how they always say, dear father, dear uncle, dear... Dear
oh, yeah. Survive by.
Oh, yeah,
survive
yeah.
By.
Yeah, he was the dear father of. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They tried emergency procedures like putting a weatherman on in the afternoon, but all attempts failed. The station.
The station
passed away. Yeah. So I'll keep checking every day when it's officially in the obituaries. As we explained to, I keep wanting to call Tim Woodburn Ted, and I don't know why. Every time I catch myself about to say Ted, and maybe it's because you remind me of the late, great Ted Baxter. Maritime
oh my goodness.
Show.
Well, that's not an insult. I love that guy. Ted Knight.
Too. He doesn't have to call me Johnson. But, you know,
you did too.
You know, it's funny that you say that because my last name's Woodburn, and I always joke that the only people who ever call me Tim are women. And everybody in my life has always called me Woody. Like when I would like that. I was in professional Woody. Hockey for 10 years, and I mean, every player that I came in contact with called me Woody for 10 years, and then I'm Tim Jr., and so my family, to traumatize me because they know I hate it, they call me Timmy. And so, you know, the only it's, I always like meeting new people because they call me Tim. Like, you call me Tim.
Yeah.
You know, Trevor calls me Tim.
It's but
like,
I'm a Jason. I go with that Woody thing because
everyone I grew up with still calls me Danny. Everybody that I grew up with, a lot of my family will call me Danny. And
I don't believe this was about you.
No, but I know what he's saying about the Timmy thing. And I had a brother named Timmy,
and
I would still call him Timmy.
Good story. Let's get back to you know, Tim Woodburn. Who was
Ted Woodburn?
Ted Woodburn. Ted Woody Woodburn. the Woody thing, you think there are any women who don't know what that means, Woody? Like, if some guy's got a Woody, you think any...
They probably think of Buzz Lightyear, you know.
There are things...
Toy Story. Woody was in Toy Story.
Yeah. And there are things every once in a while that will come up, and my wife will go, what was that? Why is that funny? And I can't believe she doesn't know what that means. But
I would imagine
Woody Harrelson, you know, of course, on Cheers, you know, was a real famous Woody.
You're doing that
Woody
thing again, see, where you're talking away, and it sounds like an echo in here.
It's because you're to my right.
There
so
you go.
You're telling me that I need to circumvent like this. Now I'm going to stare you down.
No, not circumcised.
Circumvent.
I said circumvent.
No, exactly what Dan was thinking. As soon as you said circum, Dan was thinking circumcised.
Right. Well, it's a three-syllable word, and he's used to two.
I knew that's what he was thinking. So this is the Burke segment. We explained it yesterday. That's what I was talking about. We explained this yesterday to Timmy, Ted, Woody, Woodburn, that the Burke segment was nothing more than... Did anything happen of significance that you'd like to share between yesterday and today? So does anybody have anything to say? Let's start with Limey. Anything?
I went out for tacos last night. It was a pretty good time. I enjoyed it.
No. It needs to be something that...
Well, I was gonna let it evolve into something.
All right, go ahead.
So while we're outside having a cigarette waiting for our food to be done, this guy approaches our group and starts hitting on my friend's mom. And she had no idea that he was hitting on her. Right.
A lot of times women don't know that.
They don't know that. And she thought he was just gauging her in conversation. But then he was like, yeah, no, I'll join your group. He thought he was hitting it off. Ended up asking for her number. Mm-hmm. And she asked him for his. And I was kind of like in the background waving to her like, hey, he's trying to.
Isn't that amazing that women, a lot of them still don't get that?
Have no idea they're being hit on.
Let's stop and take a moment and educate the women who are listening. Listen to me, ladies. When you're with your friends, maybe one friend or a group of friends, and some guy says, I'd like to buy you a drink, right there, he's not interested in being your friend. He's not interested in starting up some kind of pen pal relationship. He wants to get some, okay? That's just the way it is. But there are women who don't get that. Oh, I met the nicest guy. He bought us drinks. And No, he wasn't necessarily the nicest guy. So did the guy end up picking your mom?
No, it wasn't my mom. It was my friend's mom. And he thought he was in there for a second because she was like, yeah, sure, you should join our group. And then she went up and sat next to her boyfriend that was actually there. And all of a sudden, his brother called him, who was at a different restaurant. And he was like, yeah, I'm going to go there and get some food and free beer. So we're like, all right, buddy. Good night.
That's it? That's the story?
That was it.
See, I thought this was going to lead to something.
It did. We had a nice little conversation. We got to teach ladies.
See, the Burke segment is like something you would tell people that tonight at dinner, other people would go, hey, you know what I heard today? This guy was going down Highway 40, and an anaconda across the street. Somebody must have let it out. That's a Burke segment story where, you know, everybody talked about
it. I had to pull over and take a whiz.
Nobody tonight, just ignore him, nobody tonight will get around the dinner table or go out for a drink and go, hey, I don't know if you guys heard on 590 that Limey Phillips, his friend's mom had some tacos and some guy tried to hit on her. Nobody. No, because it didn't turn into anything.
They may discuss awkward times they've been hit on or anything like that. Maybe
I'll tell you what I like is, and this has happened a couple of times, when you see a guy, like let's say you get up and go to the restroom, and some guy goes over and strikes up a conversation with your wife,
or girlfriend, in my case, it would be wife. And I always just let it go for a while. Let him think, hey, you know, she's... And then I walk up and go, can I help you? excuse me, but I was here before you got here. I'm her husband. Now, I do it different ways depending on how big the guy is. Now, if he's the little guy, then I kind of act tough with him. If he's a big guy, I ask him, do you mind if I talk to my wife? I'm a little bit more polite in case he beats me up. Does anybody else have a contribution for that? You,
I do.
Let me tell you what Woody Woodburn, I like that, by the way.
Woody Woodburn.
I do. I like it better than Tim Woodburn. Mm-hmm. Can we go with Woody? Because this is the first week. We're just, mm-hmm. we're establishing our identities. Can we go with Woody Woodburn?
What, it is your show,
no,
here.
No,
I'm just grateful to be here.
No,
go by Woody. I mean, people call me Woody all the time.
You have to tell me if it's okay. Because if you don't like it, I'm not going to do it.
It's fine.
I think I'm going to try to remember Woody Woodburn.
Okay.
It's easier than Tim because I want to call that Ted. So before you speak, Woody sends me this longest text I've ever had in my life this morning, and it goes on and on and on about how much he hates onions, and I don't know why he sent this to me, and I'm reading it, and I thought that the conclusion was going to be, that's why I'm in the hospital and I can't be on today, but no, it's just how much he hates onions and how many foods and dishes have onions in them. Am I right?
Well, the overall context of the story that I didn't really share with you that I'll share now is that I just have the opinion, and I share this with everybody, I know that there is an onion freak on the loose in St. Louis, and I'm about tired of it, because I go to a restaurant last night, I order a spinach salad with grilled chicken, and they don't say onions on the menu, but then there's onions on my salad, so I pick them off, throw them on the stove, leave them out all night, wake up this morning, my kitchen smells like an onion farm, I start dry heaving, I gotta take the bag out of the kitchen, throw it onto the garage, my trash doesn't even come till Monday, I take the trash out today because I don't even want the onions anywhere near my house. And it's just ridiculous. I can't stand it when you go into a restaurant and
you do
that.
You do that. Yeah.
You know what? You go to Deerberg's.
Not
or
a
Schnucks,
fan.
Go to Deerberg's or Schnucks, right? And they list all the ingredients on all the salads in the deli, right? And they don't list onions, but they sneak them in there.
What chicken the
salad.
Hell?
Yeah. See, chicken salad, ham salad, tuna salad, all them salads.
I like onions.
Well, you know what's next? Onions in the tapioca? Onions in the Jello? I mean, come on. Now, when does it end?
Take it easy. You can have a heart attack.
Did you watch a Jerry Seinfeld?
No. There's an onion freak on the loose in St. Louis, and I want to know who it is because I want to end their life.
My wife asks that anything with onions in it, that they be removed.
If really?
If it's a salad or dish, she says, I don't want the onion. I love onions.
I do, too.
At least advertise it. If you're going to sell me something, let me know they're in there. Don't put a menu card on the front put it on the menu that says, hey, they're not in there. Then send them.
No, you have a point. They should let you know. What if you had an onion like the peanut people, like some kind of allergy?
An onion allergy, right. That would be terrible.
Right. Yeah.
I've never heard of that. Have you ever heard of anyone having that?
It exists. And by the way, I think the whole peanut thing is overblown, the peanut allergy thing. No offense to people. And I know there are people whose kids have it. But I think it might be overblown a little bit.
There are some out there that are exaggerating or freaking out for no reason.
Well, the gluten people, these gluten nuts that think I'm allergic to gluten. They did a tremendous study where they gave these people stuff that had gluten in it, but they told them it was gluten-free. And they were fine. They didn't break out. They didn't throw up. They didn't have any reaction at all because they weren't allergic to gluten. And I don't know when that gluten thing started, but... I try to get things that have extra gluten in them. I look specifically
for a gluten-full lifestyle.
Gluten-full instead of gluten-free.
Right.
Right.
So,
Was there anything else, Woody?
Just that my lovely bartender next door who served me my brisket chili today, she likes to write me notes on my cups right before I come on the air.
You showed us that before.
Yeah, well, yesterday I had a chicken wing incident on my shirt, you know, and it was bad. And you made fun of me for 3 hours on it.
No, we didn't.
So today she wrote me a note that said, I wore a bib while I ate today, so I have a clean shirt.
I'm a much cleaner
personality today than I was yesterday.
Dan, did you have anything for the
Yes,
show?
I do.
All right, Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much. You're First welcome. Of all, I will address the issue of our app and the internet and everything else.
Of course, the people listening who need to know can't hear.
I know. But the ones that are maybe trying to call in that are listening on 590 or 105.7 HD2, the phones are also down. So it's all tied to
this
the internet.
This is like deja vu, like we're back at the old place.
Yeah, I know. Everything's down. But it's not actually the station's fault here.
No.
It is a charter
it's
issue.
It's the server, the provider.
Service provider. Whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but that's not all I have. Okay. I have, going back to the onion thing, I would talk to my mom once in a while and say, she goes, how do you feel or something? And if I have a cold or something like that, she got this from one of her friends. Cut an onion in half and put it in your bedroom while you sleep at night.
That's ridiculous.
And they say, and I know, and they say that the germs and everything, the onion will absorb all of that stuff.
That is, terrible advice.
That is ridiculous.
But your room will smell like onion.
Awful.
No. Oh, it's horrendous. And then YouTube, you can find everything on YouTube. I found out today, just a little while ago, that I have a brake light out. And I got on YouTube, typed in the make and model of my car, and said,
how to replace a brake light.
Yeah, changing a brake light.
You do it?
No, I haven't done it yet. I just found out right before I got here.
That's not even a complete story.
That I was out. But I will. No, it's really easy. When you get...
No, you think it's easy? You think it's easy. Wait till you try to do it yourself.
Oh. I'm going to try and do it myself tonight.
Was that it? Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, we can close the Burke segment. Officially closed. There it is. Slam shut. We're going to take a break here in a minute. I thought of a new way to remember our phone number because I want you to know this number. And I want you to call. And we want to talk to a lot of people, especially today because Scott Sherman is in the 4 o'clock hour. And he gives great legal advice and he doesn't charge you for it. And it saves you a lot of money because otherwise you'd have to go to an attorney and they'd want dough to talk to you. So he'll be here in the 4 o'clock hour. This is the number you need, and this is the number you'll need Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, for the yard sale, the actual real yard sale. The yard sale. I am the executive producer. Of the, yeah, it's true. Yeah. And I was at the old station, too, for the entire 16 years we had it. They had nothing to do with it and wanted nothing to do with it. So the real yard sale is here, Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. It's like an audio Craigslist. You can sell stuff. You can ask for people to call you who have something you need. But now we have two ways to remember the number. If you remember the cannibal story, at 8:55 in the evening, two cannibals ate two people, and then they talked about it. 855-282-TALK. Now, I got another way for you people who hate the letters. And I hate the letters, too. T-A-L-K. Because you got to look at the little buttons and try to find the K. And that's a pain. So, 855, there are two chunks, two elements to remember. One is 855. So, once you burn that in, that should be really easy. Just 855. Just like 888, 866, 800. It's 855. Get that out of the way. Now, all you have to remember is 2828255. And you make a little song out of it. 2828255. 2828255. You know that Cars for Kids? K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids.
I like that.
2828255. Go ahead, sing it.
2828255.
Sing it, Woody.
2828255.
Dan.
2828255.
Now, what will make it even easier is we put music to it. You have your harmonica.
Oh, yeah, hold on.
All right, we've created a jingle. 855, that's easy. You got that? 855. Just burn that in. And then all you need to call us today or to call Saturday morning is 2828255. Now, we need to pick a melody, though. Now, let me give you a few of the ones, and then you guys can, if you want to
suggest. Sure,
2828255. What do you think?
Sucks.
Okay. Well, what's your melody?
I like the one to the 867-5309. 2828255.
Oh, what about you?
I like his, but maybe take off the EIV on
what's
the end.
What's your melody?
What is it?
What do you mean?
2828255. No, wait. I was trying to do his thing. Do yours again.
2828255.
Right, without the EII.
Yeah, no, don't do the EII, because it sounds like EIII.
That's the best one.
But it has to have the FIII.
So you're going with his?
Yes.
Dan, do you have a melody?
2828255.
No, no, don't.
I like
no,
that
don't,
one.
No, don't do that, because it sounds like 5E5. Don't do the E thing. Just 2828255. Now give me a melody, Dan.
Oh, I don't have one.
Okay, we could do this.
282. 28255.
No, that's horrible. No.
Jack.
2828255.
2828255.
2828255. Now, with music, Dan, give us a note. No, we all have to make sure we're on the same note.
Ready?
So when he hits the note, we have to hum the note. Do it again, Dan.
Okay.
Do it again. Okay.
Okay.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
2828255.
That was not good. But 2-8-2-8-2-5-5. What we're doing here,
2-8-2-8-2-5-5.
We're burning this in your mind, so you'll never forget it. 855, and then 2-8-2-8-2-5-5.
2-8-2-8-2-5-5.
Or you can go with the 855-282-TALK with the Cannibals. We got it all covered.
We can go 855.
We're gonna go. Dan, we're done. We're finished.
What's the number?
We're finished.
What's the number again?
Yeah.
855.
That's enough. Thank you, Dan. We're gonna break. When we come back, read you a couple of emails. We'll take some phone calls. And at 4 o'clock, in the 4 o'clock hour, Scott Sherman will be in here. And if you have a legal issue, and listen to me now, it's almost impossible to get free legal advice. It's just not free, except here every Thursday. So for that hour, Scott Sherman will help you and guide you and tell you if you have a case, don't have a case, what to do if you're in a bind, the DWI thing, ex-wife, future wife, will, estate, that neighbor from hell, all that stuff. And you know the number to call to reach him in the 4 o'clock hour. It is 855-282-8255, and that works for that, and it'll work for the yard sale Saturday morning. And we have some other stuff to kick around. First, we're taking a break. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet has been on this show for, Dan, is it 13 or 14 years? It's either 13 or 14 years.
I would go with 14, I would think.
Met him on a Saturday. Now, when I said that, you know, I started, met him on a Sunday and my heart stood still.
Did you run, run, run?
So, in Johnny's case, met him on a Saturday, he stood still.
Did you run, run, run?
Said, why don't you come on the show? He said, I think I will.
Did you run, run, run?
That was original, and I never even rehearsed it. I just thought of it. There's a word for what I just did. Genius. So I did meet him on a Saturday. I had never met him before. 2 days later, he's on the show. And he's been here 13 or 14 years. And we're thrilled to death that he is. Johnny Londoff is a name in the dealership. It's in North County, off Interstate 270, the Washington Elizabeth exit. They sell Chevrolets there, but they also sell lots of things that aren't Chevrolets, lots of vehicles that aren't, because they have a terrific pre-owned department. And if they don't have in that pre-owned department what you're looking for, you tell them what you're looking for. Give them an idea. Say, I'm looking for something about 5 years old, and describe it. They go to these auctions. They get people trading. As soon as they get it, and they will, they'll call you and say, we found just what you're looking for. So if they don't have it, they'll get it. And, of course, if it's a new Chevy, of course they have it. They have 900 to 1,000 cars in stock all the time. You'd never know it from if you pulled up to the dealership. You'd go, that can't be. Where are the other cars? They'll show you. They're there behind the dealership, a couple of pieces of property they bought because they needed it, because they sell so many cars. And part of the reason they sell so many cars and trucks and SUVs and crossovers is you, AM and the PM. So keep it up. We'd appreciate it if you would. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, 24/7 at Londoff.com. And we just found out what's happening here. Apparently, the internet here is from Charter. All right.
Right.
And they're out. It's not just here. So here, what that means is, and unfortunately, the people that need to hear this explanation can't hear it because the app is down. So there's no app, no phones. The phones are part of the bundle, so we have no phones. We can't call out. You can't call us.
Ah, crap!
Yeah, that's exactly how we feel. So we'll see how fast the Charter people can get this up and running again. And once they do, I'm sure there are people out there tapping that app, retapping it, and they'll just keep doing that. Hopefully they won't have to do it very long. Now, HD2, 105.7 works, and, of course, 590 AM works. But what's really frustrating is we cannot take any calls. And when we can't take calls, that means we actually have to be entertaining.
What?
Yeah.
It relies all on us.
Oh.
Well, mostly on Frank.
That is something we've never had to do.
We can sing and I can play harmonica and stuff.
I could tell another fun story about last night.
No, we've had enough of that. This will give me a chance to take a stand, I guess, on something, or at least address something, and nobody can argue with me or say, don't talk about that. And this has always puzzled me that I know that lunatic killed 59 people, and he injured a lot of people. But let's look at it this way. 59 people, that's a horrible thing. But since that happened, drunk drivers in this country have killed 120 people.
Ooh.
And nobody ever makes a big deal out of that.
No.
And my point is this. Every day, the average, and it has been for years because I've looked it up multiple times, the average is 30 people a day killed in this country by drunk drivers. So in 4 days, you got 120 people. Now, I think the reason for that is, and it's not because in one incident, boom, 59 people are gone, because if a drunk driver hit a bus, how many people are on like a big Greyhound-type bus?
30, oh 40 goodness. People.
Oh, it's more than 30 or 40.
Oh, right? Yeah, more, way more.
I think it's more like at least.
All right, let's see. All right, how many? 1, 2, 3, 4. Two on each side. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4. Four. Well, how many rows? 10, 15. Let's say
at least 15 rows.
20 rows.
Easily 60 people.
Yeah.
All right, so 60. One more than the number of people killed in Las Vegas. Let's say a drunk driver hit a bus, causing it to go down a cliff. Everybody died. There would not be, oh, it would be horrible. It'd be on the news. But there wouldn't be an outcry for anything.
Mm-mm.
They wouldn't go, that's it. That's it. We have to do something about how easy it is for people to get behind the wheel after they drink. Let's go back to Leonard Little. All right. Leonard Little was drunk, hit a woman, and killed her. And the next thing you know, he's back out on the football field playing football. There's just something missing here. It's not the gun thing. It's funny to me that if somebody kills five people with a gun, and it's 59, it's one time ever in history this has happened, but it happens. It's terrible. But when anything happens with a gun, whether it's one person or three, oh, my God, but thousands of people. What is 30 times 3? Get a count. 30 times 365. In a year, somebody has a count. Here, I got one on my phone. In a year.
It's more than 1,000.
This is how many people. Hang on here. Let's hear this right here. Okay. Clear it, and I'll go 30 times 365. Yeah. How about this? 10,000. Can that be right?
That is right.
Yeah.
I'll do it again.
That's the calculator.
30 times 365. Yeah, calculate. Almost 11,000 people every year in this country are killed by drunk drivers. We don't lose 11,000 people a year to gunshots. We don't. Now, on my website, you will see me with an AR-15. That thing you see me shooting is exactly what that guy used. He had that one. He had a couple others to forget, but that's what he used. That's how he was able to fire like that. It's been, what, 4 days? When was that? Sunday night? So Monday, Tuesday?
Sunday night, yeah.
Wednesday. So it's been about 4 days since it happened. Only one listener has emailed me and said, I think you ought to consider taking that down. I took it down the next day off our Facebook page, and then I got to thinking about it. I was about to take it off the website, and then I thought, why should I let that guy and one thing change anything that I do? Because I'm not condoning it. I'm not excusing it. I'm not encouraging it. Doesn't mean anything that I have that up there. There's also, if you dig deep enough, there's video out there of my daughter and my wife firing handguns. Should I take that down? Because there have been some people who were killed by handguns? Here's why I think nobody cares. And nobody gets together and says, we need legislation and stuff. Here's why I think that the alcohol thing and drunk drivers is not as big a deal. Money. Money in politics. There's a lot of money to be lost if you start legislating against drinking and there's a lot of money in booze and beer.
But in Canada, if you get caught driving drunk, it's a felony. First offense.
You know, in China, if you drive drunk, you go to dinner, you get the car drunk and drive, you even get caught. Forget killing somebody. You go right to jail. There's no trial. You go to prison for drunk driving. Now, I don't know that we need to go to that extreme, because I think most everybody has been out. You've had a couple of glasses. You probably were barely over the limit. You got lucky and you got home and you didn't kill anybody. So I don't know that if you got pulled over and you get a DWI, and you should, but I don't think you go right to prison for that necessarily. Now, to kill somebody, it's a different story.
And there are multiple offenders of this. People that'll go out and they get into accidents, and then the next time they go out, they get into another accident. The third time they go out, and then they kill someone. And then they say, well, this person had multiple DWIs.
All right, this right now is where we have an opportunity to have a contributor to what we're talking about in this room, if that contributor wants to talk about it.
Sure.
Woody Woodburn, and before you judge, let hear the whole story. Woody Woodburn, our news guy, I'm not calling him, I'm not calling him Ted anymore. That's why I can't do it. I'm not calling him Tim anymore, because I keep almost saying Ted. So Woody Woodburn has had 4 DWIs. Dad, did you know that?
No.
I didn't either. But when I talked to Woody before we ever started working together, I said, when we get in the studio, I'd like to know if there's anything you don't want to talk about, because I don't want to accidentally stumble on some ex-wife story and, I didn't know about that bad divorce. And he said, you know what? He said, there is something, but I don't mind talking about it, but there is something that I'm embarrassed about. And I'm ashamed of. And as soon as you said that, I didn't think of you as a bad guy. I thought of you as a guy who apparently you obviously had a problem. And you know that. And you told me that to start your car, you have to blow into a thing, right?
For another 9 years.
Nine years. Yeah. So you didn't hurt anybody.
Never. I never did.
You just happened to be pulled over.
Made bad decisions. Yeah. Made bad decisions.
How long ago was the last one?
It was in 2015.
Okay.
It was in April 2015. And, you know, it was a very traumatizing period of my life. You know, I was charged with a felony, and I had to go through a diversion program to maintain sobriety and then get the felony removed from my record.
All right, if we don't get our phones back, mm-hmm. and Scott Sherman comes in, do you mind if we talk about that a little bit? Because he's probably got some good advice for people
sure.
who...
No, it's you know,
situation, right?
It's a public record, you know, and I'm a private investigator. I mean, I dig on people for a living, and so, you know, by all means, turnabout is fair play, and, you know, it is far and away the most ashamed thing that I've ever done in my life and that I've ever experienced in my life. I mean, the humility of...
Well, see, that's a whole lot different because I've actually talked to people who brag about the fact that they didn't got away with it, yeah. and they didn't have any real punishment, and they had a good lawyer. And it's almost like they're smiling when they talk about it.
It cost me... We had to do a worksheet one time in part of the classwork that I went through, and we actually had to do a financial worksheet of everything it cost you in terms of wages that were lost due to time lost, you know, counseling sessions, legal fees, right. and added insurance costs, you know, so forth and so on. And I got up over 50,000.
Yeah. Oh, I would think so. Easy.
Yeah.
All right, hold the rest of that information. We're going to take a break. I'll do a little business. Trevor plays some commercials. He wants me out of here at what? 50 what?
55:20 at the top of the hour, if you don't mind.
See, you people think this is easy, okay? 3:55:20, not 3:55:21. We have to be on the second. That's why this is so difficult, and so few human beings can
it's
do
it. It's a
well-oiled
machine.
Thank you, Dan. It really is. Thompson Price is a well-oiled machine, too. Thompson Price is in the kitchen and bath business. Thank you, Charter, for getting right on this. I see it's still not fixed. Thompson Price is a well-oiled machine, meaning it's not just one person. Tom, there is a Thompson Price. I call him Tom. Yeah, we're friends.
What?
Yeah, and he's the longest-running advertiser that we have on this show. He has been advertising on this show for 21 years. Now, even before we got to the other place, the late... even before we got there, he was part of the show. My kitchen was remodeled by Thompson Price about 21 or 2 years ago. All the bathrooms have been. There was a bathroom downstairs. You know how the basement, people, and it was 2 years old when we bought the house, so the people that had it, Yeah, they put a toilet down there and sort of a rough shower, but it was a crappy, it was a basement bathroom.
It was the pooping bathroom.
Yeah, it was a place, if you're in the basement and you get the cramps and gurgles, mm-hmm. you don't have to run upstairs. Oh, there's a place to go. And that's really all it was. It was a toilet and a crappy shower and a sink. It wasn't much of a bathroom. So when my son, and many of you have had this happen, you have a teenager that lives with you, that became his teen cave. We had it redone, and it was much too nice for him. No kid deserves the bathroom he got down there, but he didn't abuse it, and he took care of it, and it still looks great today. So when the time comes to remodel the kitchen and bathroom, and it'll change the whole house, believe me, it will change your house. Thompson Price, just make sure at least one of the companies you talk to has the name Price in it. Showroom is on Manchester, about a quarter mile east of 270. Website is thompsonprice.com. All right, this is where we normally would have like music. We call it bumper music.
Mm-hmm.
We can't even access that. We can't access anything. We can't take any phone calls. So this is a test. How entertaining are we really? This, remember that merging, this is a test. Had this been an actual, well, this is a test. Now, I have almost exactly 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be taking calls right now. So I'm going to have to do a dramatization, a simulation of what I think the calls would be that would be coming in right now. So let's go to Jim on line one. Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm great, Frank. How are you doing?
Pretty good, Jim. What can we do for you?
I just want to say that I like Woody Woodburn.
He likes you, Woody.
Thanks, Jim.
I like when you do the news. And,
give me your phone. It sounds like crap.
Well, I need to get it. It's an old phone. It's
a flip phone?
iPhone 5. Yeah. Hey, you guys are great. I just wanted to tell you. I love it. Love the show. And I'm out here aiming the PM, okay? Yeah. I'm aiming the PM. I'll say it again.
Thanks, Jim, for calling. Let's go to Bob on line two. Bob?
Yeah, very good.
Pretty good, Bob. What's going on?
I'm a truck driver and drive all over the country. I've heard a lot of radio stations and shows, but I've never heard anything as good as this. I just wanted you to know it, except not too crazy about that Dan Strauss. He's just not that funny. He thinks he's funny, but he's not that funny.
Well, I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Gene.
I thought it was Bob.
Yeah, Bob sounds like Barry White.
Yeah, they thought at first you said your name was Bob.
Yeah.
Now you say it's Gene.
Gene's my middle name. And sometimes I go by that. I'm sorry. I'd prefer if you call me Gene.
All right, Gene. Anything else, Gene?
Yeah, what the hell can I get on the app? What's going on there?
Well, that's a charter issue, Gene. Charter's out.
And is it called Spectrum officially now?
Spectrum,
is that
yeah.
What it's called now?
Maybe now we can start calling it Rectum or something.
Oh boy.
Spectrum Rectum.
Now you're going to be off the air till 7.
Yeah, now we're never going to get fixed
in time for Connors.
No, in their defense, things happen. You know, if you have a satellite dish and you don't have Charter, if a big storm comes through, you know what? Gene's still on here. I forgot all about it.
Yeah, what the hell? Would you leave me hanging out on here forever or something?
No, I'm sorry. I apologize to you, Gene. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Well, apparently it's out
talk to you later.
In this entire complex, too. Mm-hmm. So,
oh, wow.
They can't take calls either.
Well, again, simulated phone calls, if we had them coming in, I think they would sound like this. We continue with Gil is on the phone. Gil, how are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Pretty good. Gil, where are you calling from?
Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Fort Smith, Arkansas.
How's he listening?
Yeah, how are you listening?
Well, it's a good question. I got an illegal antenna. It's illegal, and I can pick up AM any way I want to. Yeah, I know. I got to go now. Bye.
Okay, and we do, too. This is 590. Is that what this is? Yeah, 590 The Fan.